Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the final segment of the Vinnie Eastwood Show. It's the lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts.
And they'll kill you.
Yeah, or they'll kill you. Well, hold on a second. Can losing your own sense of humour kill you? I was just wondering about this. How many comedians have committed suicide over the years? None. No. I've never heard of a comedian committing suicide. You know why? Because humour's a coping mechanism, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, I know that the people you elect to, that are selected to lead you don't care about you. And basically, you know, at the end of the day, they'd kill you as lookers at you if they could get away with it. And they can, and they eventually will, probably. You know, so this is what I deal with on a daily basis. I'm facing my subsequent extermination with a smile and a cackle on my face, not unlike Doctor Who. And my very special guest is Jacqueline Taylor. Now, you were saying something just before we came back from break?
Which has just completely gone out of my head. But to quote Oscar Wilde, yeah, sometimes if you don't make them laugh, they will kill you, which is quite a frightening thing. But humour is the most important thing. And on a dance floor, believe it or not, between two actions this weekend, I ended up having a conversation with a really intelligent gentleman who our paths have crossed many times. And he said to me, Jax, you know, you can preach and protest and do actions as much as you like, but you are actually mostly appealing to the converted. How about the unconverted? And I went, you know, that's true. That's right. Some of the things that I do, I put online, and I know, preaching to the converted. So some of the people that I actually want to reach, who may not necessarily watch Vinnie's show yet, but I'm going to encourage them to, are the ones that I actually really do want to appeal to, because these are the swing voters. These are the people who are actually starting to consciously wake up. And despite the decisions they may have made in the past to vote for this, that, and the other, based on the information and the knowledge that they had at the time, they are not foolish people. They are not stupid people by any means. And when they can actually track back what they were told was going to happen, what has happened, and what they are now being told, you know, should happen next time, but there is no guarantee, they will be able to make their decisions based on the probability and the fact that history is probably going to say exactly as I am to them. But you know that's not true. You know that's not true. And here is the evidence to prove that it's not true. Don't believe me. Do it yourself. So basically this person actually said to me, you know, getting one person on side who actually does not vote for National, who does not vote for Obama, who does not vote for the New World Order, who does not vote for war on Syria or intervention, whatever they choose to call it, who does not vote for this, that, or the other, that person is as valuable as 10 people who were already on your side.
And they also, incidentally, have a big target painted on their back.
Exactly. And the other thing that this person said, and I've heard this a few times, and again, as I began, when it came in this morning, I said jokingly, except it wasn't a joke, and I was listening to Radio Live. It's literally my radio station flicked to Radio Live as I was coming in. And one of the journalists reminded me that one of the journalists on there on Friday had actually said that he was having drinks with a couple of National supporters who had been fishing. And they were discussing asset sales, and they were discussing, in particular, the Mighty River Power Float. And these guys had said to him, oh, no, we're definitely going to buy shares, blah, blah, blah. And now, presented with the next one that the government wishes to sell, they have actually changed their minds. So that is two people who were very pro, who were totally for asset sales, who have now made a decision based on what they thought, on what they were told, on what they decided of their own volition and did, now they are not going to buy that same story again. That, to me, is a result. Again, the same guy said to me, I have gone against my family, the party that I voted for, based on a couple of things that have happened, a couple of policies that have just been passed, which I looked at and I thought, actually, this is not something that I agree with, and it is not something that I'm going to support. Now, having that told to you at 2 o'clock in the morning was such a bonus for me. I think I smiled all the way home, because it is those people that we need to reach. It is those people that we need to not be in their faces, not berate them, not shout at them, but actually say to them, come on, you are much more sensible than this. When you are being told this is good business, this is good economics, this is, you know, good policy, ask them to look back on what they can actually see, on what they can prove themselves is not the case, and actually ask them, why would they be that foolish to buy into that? Once is a mistake. I don't know what you call twice.
Once is a mistake, twice is a coincidence, three times is enemy action.
Thank you. But Vinny, you know, as we've discussed, it is the people, all right, who will change things. It is the people, not the people at the top, it's the people at the bottom. But for them to change anything, first, what we have to do is we do have to get them to care. And how we do that is we have to make all of this relate to them personally. So it has to be a personal thing. It has to matter to them. To care about something, you have to personalize it, and you have to touch on the things that people care about, whether it is for them personally, for their family, whānau, for their community, and get them to care that way. It's the only thing that has ever, ever changed things.
You know, it'd be lovely if each and every single National supporter was arrested unlawfully by a cop, or had all their money dry up or something like that because of a corrupt business person. And then when they try to report that business person to the cops or the government or the ombudsman or something, they get the runaround and nothing ever happens. What you need to do is ensure that all these people who think that the system is behind them to become victims of the system, then they start to realise the system for what it truly is. And so, you know, if I prayed, and I do one occasionally just when I'm really in good spirits and having happy times, and I think to myself, you know what, I've got it too good. God, please send me some suffering. Please send me, please send me some scumbaggery. Please, like, deprive me of my income or something like that. And surprisingly enough, when I pray for those things, I get them. When I pray for good stuff, no. But
I'm the opposite. I am totally the opposite to that. But what I would say is I do agree with Vinny on that one thing. There was an item on the news yesterday where I think it was the Serious Fraud Office said, we have acted on this particular case because the perception is New Zealand is there is no corruption in New Zealand. Everything is transparent in New Zealand. But I nearly curbed the mags on my Mini. I was like, what? Seriously, they have acted upon this. What happened with so many of the other cases where accidentally they seem to have forgotten that there is no corruption, there is no transparency? Ridiculous.
They always name them what they do. So the Serious Fraud Office runs most of the serious fraud in this country, and including the serious fraud of saying that there is no serious fraud in this country. Okay, well, hold on a second. Why does the Serious Fraud Office exist at the same time telling us that there is no serious fraud? Haven't you just put yourself? Why are we still funding you, bro? If there ain't no serious fraud, or unless what you're telling us right now that there is no serious fraud is actually a serious fraud by the Serious Fraud Office trying to seriously fraud you.
And with the transparency, why are we trying to sign deals, or why are we negotiating them behind closed doors? Because, of course, if all the information got out there, people wouldn't like it and they might protest or they might try and stop it. Well, surely if the deal or the agenda is one that is in the interest of the whole country, of all of us, the people, we'd be delighted about it. We'd be absolutely celebrating in the streets. Wow, bring it on. This must be the most amazing deal. Apparently not. So when we are looking at things like that, let's look for the words, and let's look for the reinterpretation and the misinterpretation of the disinformation that we're actually given as information, because it isn't.
Right. There are two general rules, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to be reasonably correct. Number one, anything that comes out of an official source, assume that it's the exact opposite of what they're saying it is. Number two, if you can't make it by yourself at home, then it's a soft kill by a weapon.
And we're going all the way back. Not all weapons of mass destruction are ironclad. or come in form of a gas either. Yeah. Some of the worst weapons of mass destruction are actually words of massive, yeah, deception. And we are certainly getting plenty of those. We are getting bombarded with them on our airwaves. We're seeing it on our TVs. And most people, sadly, are not even aware of some of the words that they're actually filtering into their common usage, which are actually not true. Mm-hmm. So that is the one thing, as I suggest people go back to the basics, Janet and John stuff, and think, what was I taught that word meant? Look it up in the dictionary. And if what it is being told to you as in the context of a sentence you've just heard makes absolutely no sense at all to you, then it probably makes no sense at all, because common sense isn't that common these days.
That's why I call it platinum sense, because it's the rarest element on earth.
Yeah. So what we can do today, what we can finish off today, is as people, we do have the power. We have the power that's innate in ourselves to know right from wrong in most of the most fundamental things, all right? Basically, if it's not going to be good for my neighbour, it's not going to be good for my husband, my partner, my child, it probably won't be good for me either. And if people are telling me, no, you can't do that, no, you shouldn't do that, then look at why. Look at why they want you to look at it that way. Always look at both sides of an argument and never think that you're infallible. Never think that you're right. Never think that you're wrong. Somewhere in the middle of that is the truth, all right? And all you have to do is think for yourself. At least think. Thank you.
We'll see you.